97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Want you to know that it's a Thursday. You're getting closer to the end of your work week. John G. Cade Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic, brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters in the 6 o'clock hour. Bradford White, here for the pro. I had a nice hot shower this morning. I needed it. My Bradford White Water Heater was kicking some booty this morning. I needed to wake up a little bit. Because it was a late night. Then it was hard to go to bed. And it was the first night since I've returned that as a sports fan, I truly feel like a Philadelphian again. That was an amazing night. Sixers, Jazz, top seeds in each conference, going at it, huge plays, dagger moves. That was exciting. That felt real. And so much in the past year has not felt real. It hasn't felt the same. And for me, dying to get back into these stadiums, dying to get back to see teams where I can be a fan, where I can attach myself to something, it was really special last night. That was absolutely amazing. Am I going to read too much into it? I tend to be the guy who writes off losses as, well, don't pay too much attention when there's a bad loss. So when there's a great win, do you overestimate the great win? How about this? I put on my Sixers hoodie this morning, which I don't wear hoodies, so that really is something that would just be a statement in and of itself. But it felt special, and it feels exciting. And you know what? This morning I wake up and I say the Sixers seem a lot more viable to me than they did yesterday. Is that a mistake? That's where we begin the 6 o'clock hour with Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan, and the coach, Eric Camille. We got Connor. We got Mike. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The statement being, I feel like the Sixers are more viable today than I did yesterday. Is that the mistake, Bob? You've seen enough of these big games. You've seen enough of these teams. Is that, am I getting fooled by one game? Because I try to never overreact to bad losses.
No, you're not getting fooled. It was a really good test. It was a good game, a good tough game. And if you look more into the inside of the game, besides the win, besides the unbelievable performance by Embiid, you know, they only committed, I think, 11 turnovers last night. They made clutch baskets. When they needed defense down the end, my God, they got it. Embiid with a block, Embiid deflecting a pass like a lob in there at one point. They made the best player on the other team miss shots when they had to. Like, when you look into it, no, you don't think you're getting too excited about it. You should be excited. That is a really, really good Utah Jazz team. If there's one disappointment you take away, it's that the Sixers allowed like 50% shooting from three and they made 21 of them, but that's what they do and that's what they're really good at. The Sixers took that and made stops when they had to. So no, you have reason to be excited.
I wonder, Jamie, is how many teams can do what Utah does to exploit the Sixers, because the perimeter defense is obviously lacking. The Sixers' perimeter defenses, there were a lot of open-look threes, too, last night. Utah's ball movement is spectacular.
Yeah, they might have, you know, I think Ala and Mark said it last night on the broadcast, some of the best spacing in the NBA, and they do. They have some tremendous players, and what's funny, what Bob said, I chalked that up to a positive last night about the amount, the percentage of threes that they hit.
You do?
Oddly, yes, because I don't think that's a norm for many teams in the NBA to hit like 55% of your three-point shots. And you took the punches, you rolled with it. And I almost texted Bob in the second quarter, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't get a text from you either.
Yeah, I thought they were going to win the entire time. Like, the fact that Utah never ran away with it and put their foot on the throats just screamed, they're going to win this game.
Every time it got to 13, it got to 7.
Yeah.
Every time it got to
they hit a three.
12, it got to 5. And it was funny. Our buddy Pete Dunn, like, I was texting with Pete, and Pete's I said, they're going to win this game. And it was 9 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I said, they're going to win this game. Because it just, so many times, Pat, that game looked like it was ready to go lopsided, and it didn't. It didn't. The Sixers didn't allow it to happen.
Yeah, I think what's most impressive about the whole win is the fact that they were down for majority of that game.
Vast majority.
And they kept clawing their way back, as you said, and then, you know, Joe Ingles will hit a three, but, I mean, they didn't take the lead till
4 minutes to go?
Yeah, late in the fourth quarter, and it became a dogfight that they just, I had the same feeling. I hopped on the live line and smashed the Sixers money line because.
I wish I had done that.
You had the feeling that, okay, this is a different Sixers team than last year. They'll find a way to pull this one out.
They really did find a way.
I got to say, hats off to you guys because I did not have that feeling
at all. I really did.
I did. It's weird. No, and a lot of times I will. But last night wasn't one of them for
some
reason.
They just kept surviving.
I was watching it a different way, and I love this. I love that we watched games differently. I was getting frustrated that it got to 5, but then it always seemed to climb to 12. You guys were watching it, seeing it 12, getting down to 5. That's funny. But I didn't have confidence in the game until Embiid made two huge defensive plays in the fourth quarter with a couple minutes to go, and then I was like, wow,
they could do this. He almost blocked Mitchell and then brought it back and blocked Gobert on a dunk.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. For me, the momentum shift, Dwight Howard's little run there at the end of the third quarter.
It was fantastic.
He changed the energy of that bench unit.
Well, first up, Dwight Howard's run in the third. Then you had Embiid in the fourth.
Yeah.
And then you had Tobias Harris in overtime.
He was a beast.
Which, to me, was maybe, Pat, the most promising thing of the whole night, is that... Like in overtime, they were fully committed to saying, okay, Toby, you run with it.
Yeah, he'd been quiet the entire game. And then all of a sudden, it's like him and Embiid switched positions in the post, and they just kept feeding Tobias Harris. Why wouldn't you? Because he just kept hitting it. Yeah, I didn't expect Tobias Harris to be the one to lead them in overtime, but that's the luxury of having a Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. Like, who do you cover?
Bob, the one thing I would say is I'm looking at it as Utah complaining afterwards, and we're going to hear some of the audio as they bitch and complain about everything. And so as the Jazz is complaining about the
very good using your singular verb there for Jazz.
There you go. It is.
Commendable.
Well, I hate the fact that Utah has Jazz because there is no Jazz in Utah.
No, there isn't, but...
But the idea that to me, what confuses me is they're complaining about the amount of times the Sixers got to the line. How many times did the Sixers take it to the rack between... Utah's chucking it up from outside. Why would they expect to be getting more foul calls?
Look, I don't like to talk about refereeing because it takes away from the game, in my opinion, but that was very odd last night, to say the least.
Both ways.
I still don't know what the hell happened on that out of bounds play. The ball hit the ref. I was always told the referee's part of play and just to keep playing if a ball ever hits a ref if he's inbounds.
I always thought that was
And that was reviewed by the league.
But it wasn't it.
A good friend of mine works up there, too. I don't know.
I thought that was always the rule. Refs were
I'm going to text some people today and try to get a clear explanation.
Wasn't it that the ref was out of bounds when the ball hit him?
Yes, but
I don't think that... I don't think that changes anything, considering the ref is part of the floor inbounds.
Yeah, like if I jump up and get a ball and I'm about to fall out of bounds and there's a guy standing out of bounds and I throw the ball off of him, it's going to be off of him, even though he's...
It's just weird.
I don't know.
It's weird.
The bitching about the refereeing, like the way they're talking like they're a 9-27 team as opposed to a 27-19.
Donovan Mitchell's been on a team that's lost 8 games this year, and yet he sees this Scooby-Doo conspiracy theory against them.
I'm never, ever one to blame a ref, to blame an official. I could say we could have done more, but this is getting out of hand. The fact that we just continually get screwed in a way by this. You know, like, we won this game, in my personal opinion. It's getting ridiculous, KK, that this is what's happening. I'm sick of it. To be honest with you, we all are. You know, and I think this is something that just, it eats at me, man. And it's really, really getting out of hand. And believe me, to do something about this, because I want to see the last 2-minute report. It's getting out of hand.
It's completely contrived. And people are overreacting to this.
Yeah, I find this funny.
This was completely... He did that completely by design. He's working the officials. He's trying to do... Pat Riley did this crap. Phil Jackson did this crap.
Yeah.
Where you come out afterwards and you're trying to get an advantage in the next outing. Down the line. Should these two teams meet again? He was laying groundwork last night. That was completely contrived.
Yeah,
that wasn't a guy truly believing there's a conspiracy theory against
him. Yeah, I don't know how he could believe it. Was there some frustration there? Sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could see it when he was walking off the floor and all, but to go to those extremes that he and Gobert went to about, you know, the league doesn't want us to win, like, what are you talking? Now, he did it at a bad time because the league's going on break now, and officials will get together. The head officials, all of them, they will get together. This will not be forgotten. If you do it after a game and you play the next night, maybe.
He shamed the officials.
And they're going to sit on this and listen to it for a week. It's not going to help the Utah Jazz at all.
Jamie, you believe in any way, shape, or form the league? Are you one of those people who believes the league wants the Lakers to win and not Sacramento? They want the Clippers to win and not Utah.
Not really, no. The TV networks definitely do.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and, you know, people, I guess, the conspiracy is, well, the TV networks are pulling the strings of the league saying, you know, we got to get... No, I don't buy that. It's just the bigger market teams typically, historically, are the better teams.
I think if you gave Adam Silver truth serum and said, who would you rather have in the finals, it's going to be big market teams.
Oh, no, but that's different.
But I do not think that he's sitting there rooting and making a phone call from his ivory tower saying, screw the Utah Jazz. Come on.
Yes, I mean, seriously.
Call an offensive foul on Donovan Mitchell. He hooked Ben Simmons.
By the way, Flyers-Penguins tonight, 7 o'clock on the Fanatic. I'm getting word that the Flyers are actually planning on showing up tonight.
Oh, that'd be nice.
They are.
Provorov and Ghost going to help out.
And they will be starting their number one goaltender tonight.
Moose.
They will be playing their number one goaltender tonight. So there's a good chance they have a chance to win, reportedly.
Well, you mean the Moose, right?
With the it's terrible. I'm a little disappointed, but we'll see Flyers hockey tonight. It's like a playoff series. You went to Pittsburgh, you got your backsides handed to you, and now see tonight if you can change that whole
game. Game two tonight.
Which will be fun tonight to be able to do that. I've just got to say, though, it's that a gentleman says here, he goes, John, you've always been a Philadelphian. Said, you've always been a Philadelphian. He goes, it's one of the things, he goes, I can hear the joy in your voice being home. He said, what did you mean by last night? I said, it's the first night I felt like it, though. Because it's the biggest game that's been played since I've been home.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't here for any Eagles games. You know, I moved here and then the Eagles played that stupid-ass Fugazi game against the Washington Redskins or the Washington football team.
Yeah.
So this is the first one. Last night, I hung on every basket. My neighbors, probably annoyed. And as I said, they were probably... Now, waking up the neighbors, though, it was 9:30, right? It was 9:30.
Yeah, it was 9:30. Yeah.
Though there are old people in our building, but not next to me, not next to me on either side. So I know left and right of me, I know not.
Right.
I do have a fine state trooper next to me, so I feel safe about
that. Oh, okay,
that. I got
good.
A state trooper
that's
next
not,
to me.
That's comforting.
So I know that, so if anything, you know, we got to bust out. Him and I can go down the hallway and if it takes...
They have a headquarters right
need,
over there.
If we need pistols out.
Yeah, I got yelled at last night during the game.
Too loud?
At what time?
So our son Tommy, who I told you has autism, he's 24. He cannot stand when somebody curses.
Oh.
So he's all the way up in his room, and I, at one point, somebody did something. I like, what the bleep are you doing? And I wasn't mad. I questioned things out loud. He comes running downstairs. Don't you curse! Yelled at me and ran back upstairs.
I said,
sorry, Tommy.
That's what I said. That's what Olivia always says. She's heard her dad curse, I think, twice in 17 years. I don't curse in front of her.
Nobody was there. I didn't know he heard me.
Eagles game.
Busted.
It's the only time she ever heard me, and she hears me from upstairs and heard me curse. And I'll never forget the first time she heard me curse. Dad, seriously? Did you just curse? She was like shocked by it.
The first time my kids heard me curse, they never said anything because they were too young to talk.
See, there you go.
I curse like a sailor, but I try not to around my son. And I'm trying to instill that in both parents about, hey, like, let's try to, you know, calm down. Sports, though, gets the best of me.
One of my good buddies, Richie, taught me when they had already had one child before us. And he said, we growl. So I would growl. When I wanted to curse, I would growl when she's getting the,
what the?
I growl to try to do something like that, just to try to keep myself from doing it. And I stopped. I pretty much stopped myself because watching sports is the only time I really do it. Put Christina behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah. And you're in the car and you
curse?
My
wife doesn't curse. Like she doesn't curse just sitting around like in basic conversation.
Yeah, no.
Start the ignition.
That's what my mom's
She's
the same
driving.
Way.
Yeah. Start the ignition.
And then she becomes
potty mouth.
Wow.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
She's like a trucker. She's like a trucker out there. Like, what the are you doing? Get the out of my lane. What are you doing? You just cut me the F off. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, yo. And the thing is, though, you wouldn't have a conversation with her any other place.
Yeah.
It's to me. And I said, you're road raging. This is road rage.
Yeah.
She goes, no, road rage would be as if I took a pistol and went up to somebody at a stoplight because they cut me off.
Well, that's extreme road rage.
That's what I said.
When I just was talking about
different levels of road rage,
trying to keep it in, the two places I curse the most are sporting events and then behind the wheel.
Okay.
And I caught myself the other day doing it.
Did you really?
Yeah, because he was
behind
in
the wheel.
I kind of forgot he was in the back of the car.
Oh.
And somebody made some stupid move on the road and I said some stuff.
You know, you can receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer, because accuracy matters. Don't take a chance with non-contact thermometers. Visit Exergen.com today to make sure you are properly checking your temperature. All right, in Cooney's Corner, there's a certain player that just doesn't look the part.
Now, let's see what's in Cooney's Corner.
Ala Abdelnaby and Mark Zumoff last night were having so much fun with this topic.
It was a fun broadcast.
And
Good job, Zoo.
I was texting with Ala during the game and stuff, but
you're bothered him during the game?
That's cool. It's mostly halftime.
Thank you.
Yeah, halftime between quarters and stuff like that. But I miss seeing those guys. I used to see them all the time. But yeah, I'm watching Joe Ingles last night. I'm like, he's left-handed. He's got a bad semi-balding head. He just looks frumpy. He looks like he just, like, kind of rolled out of the bar in Australia and, you know, like, heading home at 5 in the morning. And he just keeps making jumpers and makes plays and gets himself open. I'm just saying, and what did they allude to last night, James? That he's a YMCA? Like, if you went to the YMCA, you know, that's the guy you would pick. Like, is there any other athlete that just doesn't look like they should be out there doing it like him?
Perfect one when I saw you wanted to talk about this. Mac Jones.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Alabama.
Yes.
Quarterback in Alabama who has man boobs and a belly.
Yeah.
And by the way, that totally, completely rules him out of any interest that I would ever have for the Eagles to be drafting him. A 22-year-old has man boobs and a belly. Sorry. No. And I watched his career.
Yeah.
I watched his college career.
Did you see Tom Brady's picture when they had the...
He didn't have man boobs and a belly.
No, not that bad.
No, I think that's... For a 22-year-old, if you're a 22-year-old with man boobs and a belly, that's the ultimate in laziness, Pat.
No, that's a life choice that I respect.
Lazy.
I respect that.
And by the way, you're not supposed to have dad bods at 22.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have dad bods at 22. You're supposed to be in you're like a prime animal. You're out there.
Prime animal.
You are. You're supposed to be like in the animal kingdom.
That was kind of awkward.
You're supposed to be like you're supposed to be at your prime. It's the animal kingdom. You're supposed to be attracting females. You're supposed to be out there looking your best.
I've traveled 1,000 miles to give you my seed.
Traveled to the Mists of Avalon.
Okay, I am not going to Vegas with Jamie after just
So you brought up Mac Jones. He did enter my mind, but like when I saw him without his shirt on, it shocked me because I didn't think he would look like that on the field.
He's a B-cup.
But
he's a B-cup.
The name that came to my mind thinking about it was CC Sabathia. In his prime fatness.
Yeah. Well, David Wells, too.
David Wells is a good one.
Other examples of Louis Tiant.
Yeah, he got fatter in his years.
There's pitchers that...
Guys, you're forgetting the...
Kurt Schilling, to me, always looked like a...
He was pretty frumpy.
He was a chunker.
Yeah.
You're forgetting the big one. Bartolo Colon.
Big sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's guy's literally round. He looks like the girl from Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Ingles does look like a great guy to, like... Get some afternoon beers and watch some footy or soccer with.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does look like the guy that's like blackout drunk at 3 p.m. just like in an Aussie pub.
If you hired... I'm hearing them have that conversation. By the way, that was a really fun broadcast last night. Mm-hmm. They did a good job. If what I'm hearing is... the minute they said that, I said, okay, the knocks just come at the door and here's the guy that I hired that is coming to like hang the TV. Or fix the...
Yeah.
He's going to do... he's the carpenter. Like, he's coming in. He's the carpenter. He's got his toolbox. He's got his carpenter. And he looks like he could beat your ass. He looks like he could potentially beat your ass.
Yeah, well, being 6'8", he'll probably do that, too.
I thought he looked like the poster boy for the Air Monarchs. The dad shoes.
Air dads.
Yeah? Like, I could picture him with a push mower and a beer. Air Monarchs and jorts. Oh, yeah.
By the way, I have to do a video... not to too derailed. Gentleman says to me, sends me an email yesterday, and he goes, I love the show, but bull sheesh is the cop on the email.
Uh-huh.
There ain't any way you're going to a shoe store that's not like a name brand shoe store. I can't wait to go buy. I said, I will buy and I will videotape it. I will videotape going back to where I bought my sneakers as a
What's
kid.
The bag of sneakers thing?
They take sneakers and
the clear plastic bags.
Sneakers in clear plastic bags.
Okay.
And John's had them in bags. So it would be a 9 written on it, like in Sharpie. An 8 written on it
so
in Sharpie.
So they're not
Sharpie.
Getting scuffed up with the other shoes and
Correct.
Stuff like
and
that.
Correct. But they're stuffed on the I mean, this place used to be stuffed on the shelves.
Huh.
I am so excited. In fact, I may go today just to go buy. I need another pair of shoes.
What if you wanted to try them on? You got to take them out of the bag?
Yeah, you take them out. You're allowed to do that.
Okay.
But you're also allowed to take them, or the old policy used to be you could take them and return them. As long as you didn't destroy them or make them, like,
I can't
get them all
sweaty. I recall the last pair of sneakers I bought not from online. It's been a
How
long,
can you
long
buy
time.
Sneakers online, though?
I know my size. I'm pretty much a Nike man.
Are you a brand? See, now what I'm finding is, and Bob, maybe you can see this, ever since the plantar fasciitis, the toe box, do they call it?
Yeah.
Is too small with the Nikes.
Oh, really?
Like, that's what the one thing they said to me immediately. They were like, no, the toe box is too small. You got to go with something else.
I was talking to my buddy yesterday. He just got plantar fasciitis. I was like, dude, get a sleeping brace right now.
I'm going to tell you this. Call Rothman Orthopedics. Because I immediately, one of the things I did was ask, mine was a place called Resurgence in Atlanta. And oh my God, I said the city. And so I would go to Resurgence. And I knew that when it flares up, I had times where it felt like it was debilitating.
Oh, yeah. Jamie's described it horribly.
It's awful.
It's all around. So I had and they were like, oh, we'll go to Rothman. So that's great. Be able to get in there. We got a lot going on. If you want to share some of your Sixers joy from last night, I would like to hear from you at 610-632-0975. I understand they were loading up the Tasty Cake truck this morning. I think there was a lot of joy going on.
Yeah, Dom, all the boys at the depot are fired up.
I want to hear some of your Sixers joy this morning.
Get excited!
We were excited last night! And boy, it was great, great calls, a lot of fun. So, Doc Rivers, though, in his rotations, what's he up to? We'll find out in the next hour. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. I broke my rule. Look, it was March 3rd, and I already broke my rule. And I blame the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Because the Parx Casino Sportsbook app gives you these enticing little treats, these odds boosts, and special bets where you can add a little extra money to it and receive big rewards. So I think they lured me in last night. I did a parlay and I won. I did the over and I did the Sixers plus 3.5.
Wow.
See that?
What a good night.
Well, that was because of Parx Casino Sportsbook app, and Matt cashed in big too. And you can do the same. I was just saying, if you bet online with the name you trust, you feel like every night you're engaged, you're excited. You're feeling that in-game betting that makes you feel like you're playing daily fantasy. Outstanding customer service. You get all the props, the parlays, the teasers. New customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. So download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code FANATIC. You can get a risk-free bet refunded in site credit. See the website for details. Bet with Pennsylvania's home team sports betting app. I'm going with the Flyboys tonight. You got to be 21 or older in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's get ready to play a game, Pat. And by the way, the phone lines are open for you to join in if you want to play a game and you want to win something.
Just want to know what this game is.
610-632-0975. We're in the complete dark about this, so let's go to Mr. Pat Egan.
Which names did Kincaid drop last month? Let's find out as we start the name dropper. Let's begin.
Wow. Oh, I love this. Oh, we need players, though. 610-632-0975.
There's probably 3,500 names.
This could be extensive.
Do we have time for this?
Yeah, this is a pretty simple list.
I love this.
A pretty simple competition, I should say. So I'm going to give the caller a name. They simply have to tell me if Kincaid dropped it in February or not. February is the key.
So it's okay? February.
Yeah. So if you win, you end up getting a new Fanatic T-shirt. But that's that. I'm going to give you a name.
You know what I will say though is the fact that somebody would keep track of this D-bags is all I will say.
Not the first time I've been called that.
Well, John, sure. It wasn't me and Bob.
There we go.
Not the first time I've been called that.
You can speak for yourself. You don't know.
There we go.
Well, I don't know General Hospital stars when they get
people
named.
People want
anyway.
To play. Oh. People want to play. Name dropper list. With you. And what do they win, Pat?
They win a new Fanatic T-shirt.
Wow, that's a good
they
deal.
They are really cool T-shirts. I think we're going to get one today. Yeah,
you think we are?
Chuck gave me the nod. We're going to get one today. Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice to see.
Yes.
Good to see Chuck in the studio there. Let's go to Tim in San Diego. He's up early with us. Hi, Tim.
I love your show, guys. Thanks for iHeartRadio. Let me listen to some real sports talk.
Thank you, man.
Nice. Thanks, Tim.
Tim, you want to play along? Pat Egan's your boss.
Let's do it.
Tim, did John Kincaid drop the name Brian Finneran in February?
Oh, God. Yes.
That name was dropped.
Yeah, good job, Tim.
Brian Finneran, fine NFL veteran.
Villanova's own.
Rock that shirt in Pacific Beach, Tim.
Gotta love it. And Tim in San Diego. And by the way, Tim in San Diego.
I love San Diego.
Brian Finneran from the OC.
Is he from there?
Yeah, he's from the OC.
He got recruited to Nova from out there?
Yes.
No kidding.
Him and his identical twin brother.
He's got an identical twin?
Identical twin.
No kidding. Did he play football also?
They look alike. At Villanova. They played together.
And Brian was the
superior brother. Brian was the good one.
Yeah.
Brad's
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Brad's much smarter, though.
Brian and B-West overlapped, right?
Yeah. B-West was
a freshman
year,
when Brian
Two years after Brian, maybe?
Yeah, okay.
I think maybe. But
that's good recruiting right there. Recruit.
Yeah, it is. That's Wayne in South Jersey joins us on the Fanatic. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, guys.
What are you up to, buddy? Okay, let's go for it.
Wayne, not much, man.
Did John Kincaid drop the name Joe Mantegna? Joe Mantegna in the month of February?
No.
I know
that
I did.
Name was not
nice, Wayne.
Wayne, I love it, man. I know
that's
I
that's a loyal listener right there, Wayne.
Because I know the name. But I can't think of who he is.
He's searching for Bobby Fischer. He was the father.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an actor.
There you go, Wayne. We're putting you on hold. You're going to get one of those Fanatic T-shirts that I haven't even gotten yet.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
How about that? So Wayne and Tim have a shirt that I don't have. And I work here. This is pretty good.
You have a hoodie that I don't have.
This is pretty good.
You have a salary that I don't have.
I love this. I don't have a seller.
I said you have a salary that I don't have.
There you go. Let's go to Fredo. In Marlton's on the Fanatic. Fredo, my friend, how are you?
Good morning, fellas.
Pat Egan, take it away.
All right, Fredo. Did John Kincaid drop the name Dame Lillard in the month of February?
I'm going to say no.
That name was dropped.
Oh. Absolutely. Hey, Fredo, you must have missed the riveting story.
We have it.
Oh, well, let's
we have it. Let's take a listen.
We got to dig up Dame and I from the Shaq cast. We had beef.
Oh, wow. Not only did they keep the list, they kept the audio.
Fredo, next time you can become a winner. But much like in the Godfather series, you have been killed off.
I got to tell you, I didn't even remember you dropping Dame.
Dame Lillard.
I didn't remember
he was
either.
On Shaq cast with us because I called out Dame for he was mocking Shaq in his
rap.
In the rap battle. So I said to Dame, shouldn't you have accomplished the things that Shaq has accomplished in basketball before you start invoking his name? And I'm serious about that. Like, you know,
you've dropped his name in March.
The point of this game was not so you could drop the name again.
No, he asked the story. Yeah, uh-huh. He didn't even know. Hey, by the way, 610-632-0975. Earl in Washington Township. You're on the Fanatic. It's game time Thursday. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What a fine! You sound like a very kind man, Earl. I hope you win.
He's from my old hometown.
I'm a wise guy, so and I've seen Bob around Washington Township.
There you go.
Okay, is he a big tipper?
He's a very nice man.
Thank you, Earl.
Answer the question.
Hey, Bob, Angelo's Pizza.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Earl.
Good?
Yes,
name. Oh, awesome. Good. Earl, did John Kincaid drop the name Carly Wilson in the month of February? Carly Wilson.
I'm going... Let's see, Nate, got me. Throwing a dart, I'm going to say yes.
That name was not dropped.
I'm sorry. Earl, you sounded like such a cool dude, too, man.
I am.
Next time, you might be a winner.
It was so obscure, I was going to tell him yes, but I didn't remember.
I do not know who Carly Wilson is.
Who the hell's Carly Wilson?
No, I knew that you hadn't dropped
Wilson
Carly
Phillips, guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
The bigger girl.
Oh.
Who?
The big girl from Wilson Phillips.
Brian Wilson's daughter.
Yeah.
She's the bigger one, though?
From what?
From Wilson
Phillips, the singing group. Come on, man. Lil Wilson.
Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Till then, baby.
Really? You really do want to sing.
Yeah, no, that's okay. No, I want to continue this contest, is what I want to do. Let's get the next one.
Kevin joins us on the Fanatic. Kevin, welcome to Name Dropper on the Fanatic.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
What's up, Kev? How are you, buddy? All right, let's go.
I was the one that just DM'd you about them Sixers tickets.
See, Kevin, you're awesome.
Oh, good man, Kevin.
You bought like a bunch of tickets for like $7.
That's awesome. Ridiculous. Of the I probably went to like 30 of them games, too. I was on your buddy's team wavelength.
So you did the same thing. There you go. All right, Pat, let's make Kevin a winner.
Kev, did John Kincaid drop the name Kyle Shanahan in the month of February?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that was a layup.
That name was dropped.
Does he like you, John?
That was an easy one.
Yeah. Well, he hates
me. We have the audio. Let's take a listen.
Kyle Shanahan hates me. I'll put you on hold, Kevin. Congratulations. Kyle Shanahan does hate me. He lost the playbook. He lost his bag with the game plan in it the week of the Super Bowl.
That's pretty bad.
What a moron. Mike in Philly. Mike. You're on the Fanatic.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, play Name Dropper with us. All right, Pat.
Mike, did John Kincaid drop the name Shaq and Charles in the same drop? Shaq and Charles in the same drop.
Absolutely.
That name was dropped.
Yeah.
Well, I FaceTimed with them.
That might be the leader of the pack.
Let's hear it hundreds of times.
Let's take a listen.
So, right before the show, Name Dropper, you can use it. I FaceTimed with Shaq and Charles. I FaceTimed with Shaq and Charles. And guess what? Mike, we appreciate your loyalty, even though you're mocking me.
I love you.
Keep it up, Mike.
I love you, Mike. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Look, it was explaining how we got the two shout-outs.
I love how he justifies it.
All right, last one. Mike in North Carolina. Mike, welcome into Name Dropper, buddy. Buddy. How are you, buddy? All right, you're doing great, man. Here we go.
All right, Mike, did John Kincaid drop the name Milton Berle? Milton Berle in the month of February.
Yes, I do believe he did.
That name was dropped.
Oh, nice.
I was Uncle wondering Milty. Whether you were tricking people.
Yeah.
That it was March. See, you were thinking about it too, Mike, right? You were going to get tricked into that.
I kind of remember the episode, but I kind of hit him down.
See, now, if it was like Friends, this would be the episode with the Milton Berle drop.
And let's take a listen.
Milton Berle had me sit next to him. Yes, he did. On a plane, on a Eastern Airlines flight.
He had you sit in, like he said, can you please sit here?
He was doing a whole like floor show coming into the plane while the plane was almost like already seated.
Did you look down right away when you knew it was him?
Oh, when I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Uncle Milty. Dude. And my dad was the first one to notice. He goes, there's Uncle Milty.
And how old were you?
Probably 8.
Oh, okay. You didn't know the legend of Uncle Milty.
I had my Philadelphia Flyers jacket on. And because we were flying back to Philly, and he said, what is that? And he goes, what is that? I said, they're the Flyers. That's hockey. And he goes, oh, I played hooky.
And then he
had empty seats, and he said, he can come sit with me, Dad, if it's okay. And I went and sat with Uncle Milty.
Wow.
He only went to Atlanta, though. We went Eastern and then had changed, and then it was the pop.
He went where?
He went to a city in the South.
Well, guys, those were only a few of the names.
There'll be a meeting later today.
Let's take a moment of silence to recognize the names that were also dropped.
As an old month concludes and a new month begins, let's take a look back fondly at all the names that were dropped last month.
We got a break in 10 minutes, Pat.
Howie Long, Todd Graffinini, Brian Schottenheimer. Scotty Baldwin, Colin Cowherd, Matt Conte. Brad McCrimmon and Abe Lincoln. Plus these.
Like Brian Finneran, fine NFL veteran. We got to dig up Dame and I from the Shaq cast. We have beef. So right before the show, name dropper, you can use it. I FaceTimed with Shaq and Charles.
Kyle Shanahan hates me.
First time I ever went to dinner with Mike King. Milton Berle had me sit next to him.
We pour one out for all those names that were dropped and for the ones who will be dropped soon.
Beautiful.
Okay, I'm just going to say that is the... That is the best. That is one of the best things ever created. And Pat, I need that to be able to send to a million people
in Atlanta.
What a plan!
God, sorry, Albuquerque.
What town did you say?
Akron.
Akron.
Yes. Akron.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.